I'm Kari Anderson, and welcome to January's Student Composer Showcase. This month, we're doing something a little bit different and going behind the music to learn more about the group that supports Vermont's young composers. MusicComp's 20th anniversary is this year. The Music Composition Online Mentoring Program connects students with professional composer mentors in an online discussion forum and organizes live performances of student work. We spoke with MusicComp's Executive Director, Sandy McLeod, to find out a little more about how the group got started.
I was a music educator for a number of years. I taught music education really from kindergarten through high school. I was at Founders Memorial School in Essex when a group of us were tapped to be part of an arts assessment design team for the state. As we were convening that year, the new standards in arts education were released. These standards listed composition as one of the standards. None of us had ever been asked to compose before. None of us had ever composed ourselves, and none of us ever had been taught to teach composition.
So where did you go from there? How did the group set out?
At the time, we met up with a professional composer and asked him the question. His big premise was that technology would help level the playing field for all students. And that's how we became hooked on the technology piece and the curriculum piece, how to teach composition, but really through technology.
So how did MusicComp evolve from there?
In the year 2000, we became a nonprofit organization of our own. There was a lot of life in our group. The MIDI Project really was showing amazing potential, and the conversations we were having with the composers online made a huge difference in the way teachers learned to teach composition, and you could see in the student work as well.
It's changed a lot over 20 years. Has it really changed that much in spirit, in the interaction between student and composer?
Basically, no. It hasn't changed a whole lot since the beginning, except for one area. In 2000, the National Symphony Orchestra came to Vermont in April. They put out, through the Vermont Arts Council, a call for proposals. I wrote a proposal for a small ensemble to play student compositions. In April, the week they were here, they gave us a string quartet. We put up 22, I believe, brand new pieces that day for this live performance and handed the scores to National Symphony Orchestra members. I remember sitting in the audience that day, just hearing the music all of a sudden come from live instruments rather than the computer was astounding to all of us. And I will say that unequivocally was the turning point in our program. And since then, we have had at least two live performances every single year that we sponsor ourselves.
And you've worked with a lot of different Vermont ensembles as well.
The Youth Orchestra, the Vermont Symphony, now with the Burlington Chamber Orchestra, and along the way with the Vermont Contemporary Music Ensemble, as well as many others. And these collaborations have given those students who rise through the ranks, an opportunity to write incredible works for full orchestra. And we're thrilled that folks recognize that these are opportunities students should have. I'd love to share one piece with your listeners. I was thinking about this, and this piece came to mind so quickly I knew it was the right one. It's from a student in a school in New York, in Potsdam, New York. I've listened to lots and lots of student works, and this was Opus 9, so it wasn't our very first. I wanted to read the description the student wrote about it. The student is Benjamin Stone. He's 11 years old. He writes, "My composition is dedicated to my deceased great-great-aunt Rose, Rosa in Italian, and my great-grandmother Mary, Maria in Italian. I wanted it to be like the life of a person. The first movement is fast and short to resemble childhood. The second is slow and long to resemble the rest of life to the earthly ending, death. Both his grandmother and great-grandmother and great-aunt had passed away recently, and that was the thing in his life he chose to write his music about. I sat in the audience and had tears come streaming down my face, and I looked over at the people sitting on either side of me, and their reaction was identical. There was that silence that the entire audience has sometimes when they have been profoundly moved by whatever they heard. And that was the experience.
That's Rosa Maria by Benjamin Stone. You can visit vpr.net/classical for more information about Music Comp and their upcoming Opus 29 concert, January 12th at the Ellie Long Music Center at St. Michael's College at 6:30 p.m.